about prosecutions, and that is continues to be his view, and that it continues to be how he will govern.
You say that that is his view, but that is not what he said.
I just conveyed what his view is, and that is also how he has operated, how he has governed, and how he will continue to govern.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
As the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues, Arizona AG Mark Brnovich joins Fox Business and says the crisis is the worst he's ever seen regarding the number of arrests.
When we talk about people that are giving themselves up, we know we're on pace to exceed 2 million people, you know, twice the population of Biden's home state of Delaware. But we also see all these gotaways, literally thousands a week now of people that are dressed in camouflage that don't want to be caught, that are the worst of the worst.
Brnovich adding fentanyl arrests continue to affect his state as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Well, it's not going to be as nice night tonight, and tomorrow definitely the clouds and the rain chances back, so take out those umbrellas again. Early morning, too, won't be as cool, and tomorrow a little warmer for the afternoon. Early morning tomorrow, the upper 60s to near 70. Scattered activity becoming likely throughout the day. Scattered tomorrow night and scattered again on Thursday. Each day will have high temperatures about low 80s. Drying out again with warmer temperatures. Sunny to partly cloudy each day over the weekend. Low to mid 80s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Greater New Orleans Military is show, exhibiting and selling world-class museum-quality military antiques and collectibles from the U.S., Japan, Germany, and from nations all over the world. Uniforms, hats, helmets, medals, patches, flight gear, vintage weapons from all eras and conflicts. Greater New Orleans Military is show, Saturday, Sunday, October 23rd, 24th, at the Castine Center, Mandeville. More info at greaterneworleansmilitaryofshow.com.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your questions or comments to 504-556-9696. And now, here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Mike Hinson.
All right, welcome to another edition of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and, of course, streaming live on WGSO.com. And yes, your ears are not betraying you. The stream is fixed. Sounds great. It took a long time from getting through the aftermath of the storm, but we're almost back 100% operational like the Death Star. So, all good things are happening over here. And Tony, You're calling live from Florida, right?
Yep. You know, I hear there's some stuff going on with this guy named Florida Man, and I just got to see this for myself.
You're live on the scene.
Yeah. Looking for him. Can't find him, but I found a lot of gators.
Oh, well, I did see that there was a guy, I guess it was like 2 weeks ago, that he actually caught an alligator in a garbage can. So kudos to that guy. I mean, that's a man's man right there.
That's some kind of man. It's a man. Florida man.
That is a Florida man, true and through. Well, we haven't been able to do the Tuesday night wrestling show in quite a while, and due to everything that was going on, whether it be hurricanes or being out of town or having other things going on or ULL football games, but we're back tonight, and there's a lot to unpack, and you know, the biggest thing that I think that pops out in my mind right now is last week. WWE throwing some shade at AEW, which, you know, Rampage on Friday nights for AEW comes on at 9 o'clock Central Time, which, you know, I don't know if that's an ideal time slot, but it is what it is. And it hasn't been head to head against SmackDown. So WWE went out of their way to make sure that they did go head to head, and they did a quote unquote supersize SmackDown Friday night. And actually, it didn't go the way that WWE thought it would go, which is kind of funny.
Yeah, it's a really messy drama right now. You know, they're trying to put their money where their mouth is, but they're coming up a little bit short, and it's pretty humorous to watch. There's been a lot of back and forth beef. I got to be honest, my favorite promos, my favorite feuds are not like within the AEW. It's not within the WWE. It's Tony Khan versus the WWE right now. And it's hilarious. It's some of the best promos I've seen, though. All these interviews with stuff with Tony Khan and Roman Reigns, which we'll talk about in a minute, I'm sure, have just been a fantastic smack-talking moments. As in just fantastic, just braggadocio moments. And, you know, that's what promos should be all the time, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. But it's crazy that SmackDown, for their last 30 minutes, went commercial-free.
Yeah.
And gave us one of the best matches we've seen with Sasha Banks and Becky Lynch. That match was phenomenal. But you want to know something? It didn't cut the mustard.
No.
It did not cut the mustard. Because AEW still beat them out in the ratings during that, you know, small overlap. WWE won at the end of the day, but not during the match that mattered, you know?
Right. And, you know, and so Tony Khan, he went back with it as... he came back with, you know, if you want to go commercial free, I have more money than you do, which was kind of funny. And I can afford to not have commercials. And so the CM Punk Matt Sydal match was commercial free, and that took up almost, you know, almost the entirety of that first half hour. That and then Ruby Soho versus the Bunny match. But I thought it was an interesting take, and it was for the first time Tony Khan kind of firing a shot back at them. You know, the whole time since AEW's been, since its inception, you know, they've talked about we're not competition for WWE, we're doing our own thing, and I think that's been the right thing to do. And he's gotten some flack over it. You know, over the, like, Eric Bischoff had a few things to say, like, oh, don't do it yet, you're not ready to start the war. But, you know, I think Tony Khan is feeling his oats, and with the additions of Bryan Danielson, and CM Punk, and from what I'm reading, there could be Braun Strowman and maybe Bray Wyatt.
Very speculative, though.
Yeah.
The longer the time goes on, the more I'm like, oh, is it going to happen? I think after Saudi Arabia, we'll see some things happen.
Yeah, and well, there was an interesting thing. We can talk about it later, but Tony Khan had something interesting to say about Bray Wyatt the other day that I read. Neither of them are confirmed to be AEW, but, you know, it's interesting that
that you have somebody like Roman Reigns who, you know, he continually says that AEW is not competition, that they, you know, that they have, which to me, this was just such a dumbass statement that they're not competition, and that they have hardcore fans where WWE have casual fans. Like, well, why would you say that?
Oh my God. I got to say though, you know, I interpret it very differently. You think this is a bad thing. I thought this was like the most savage thing I had ever heard from someone else in the competition. Let me find this quote. Cause he made a good point. He did kind of make a good point. AEW is for like hardcore fans. And when you watch it, it is hardcore fans. It is a lot of people with nostalgia for like the Attitude Era. And you know, they kind of are bringing the Attitude Era back. One of the biggest things that I hear people say in favor of AEW is like, it's like the 90s all over again. And that's cool. But you got to be aware of the member berries as well. Like, I remember The Rock and Stone Cold. But, you know, there's more out there. And WWE, I think, does reach out to a broader audience. They're a little bit more Hollywood. They're a little bit more like Pop Sugar. But, you know, that's what you need sometimes. You kind of do need that entry level, even if it is a little bit of fluff. You need it. And it does appeal to a wider base than AEW would, because it does really rely on those hardcore, already ingrained fans. And now, you know, you take arguments about, is that a bad thing? Absolutely not, because, you know, those hardcore fans got money, and they're using their money to support the brand. They're using their AEW is the damn thing right now, hands down. But that just, it doesn't really, almost, I almost want to say, it doesn't really matter to the WWE, because the WWE could keep going as long as they don't just keep screwing up with their talent, because they have good stuff. I mean, we've seen Edge versus Seth Rollins so many times, and it's still hidden. It's still hidden. And Roman Reigns made a good point. He is top dog. Like, no one is really beating him. I would love to see Kenny Omega get in the ring with Roman Reigns and see how that goes.
I would too.
I'd love to see Jericho in the ring with him.
Yeah. And of course I would love to see CM Punk with him, especially since he's firing shots at CM Punk about, you know, he was never really a top guy like Cena or The Rock or any of those guys, and which,
well,
you know,
gave him the start.
Yeah. I mean, and to be fair, he's got a point, but at the same time, Punk wasn't pushed the same way that those guys that he's referring to were.
Absolutely.
Punk's push was very similar to Daniel Bryan in WWE, where it happened organically, and they just didn't have a choice. If they had a choice, it sure the hell wouldn't have been CM Punk, and it sure the hell wouldn't have been Daniel Bryan. They got the pushes and got to be the top guy. But to your point about WWE, yeah, you're right. It reminds me, the best analogy I could give is like, it's like if you listen to Top 40 radio and they play a rock song every now and then, and it could be, and I'm just throwing out,
Imagine Dragons, Thunder.
Sure. Or I'll go even older and say, like, because I remember in the 2000s, like, a Top 40 station to play, like, Nickelback. And it's like, it's so people, the casual, quote-unquote casual fans can be like, oh, I like wrestling. I watch WWE. You know what I mean? And it's such a broad stroke, I think, on it. And to me personally, I way prefer AEW, and I watch AEW religiously. And WWE, not as much. I'll kind of skim through it and see what's doing, but there's nothing really that grabs me with the WWE product right now. And him saying those things to you about Punk, and then Sasha Banks, you know, the Sasha Banks Becky Lynch match, like you were talking about, went commercial free during that first half of Rampage, and she goes to Twitter before the match and says it's clobbering time, which is Punk's catchphrase when he's getting ready to have a match, when he comes out onto the stage. And so he, of course, you know, Punk's not going to let that go. So he responds in kind that after the ratings came out, which they got beat during that half hour, WWE was beat during that half hour, and for the entirety of the show, the 18 to 49 male demographic, Rampage One, which is huge. That's the moneymaker for any pro wrestling show. Punk responded on Twitter and said, "Indeed, it was clobbering time." Hashtag AEW. Hashtag CM Punk.
I love it. He always ends up getting the last laugh.
Yeah, and you know, I where Tony Khan is coming from, I get. You know, he made the comment, "The gloves are off now." I would pump the brakes just a little bit. You know, let's see how it goes. Just continue to have blinders on and continue to focus on your product. And I think that's what'll ultimately win out.
Do you think we're approaching a crossover
between where they can, open up the forbidden door between AEW and WWE?
Yes.
I don't think so. Vince is, as long as Vince is there, I don't think it'll happen.
You don't think it'll ever happen? All right.
I think
Tony Khan says he has more money. I think that it could be a huge crossover event.
It could be. I don't think Vince is there yet. I think he's too old school with it, and he's still in the mindset of he needs to buy out every territory and crush every territory and be the big dog, yeah. Which at the end of the day, all of this does is make a better product for both companies. Competition Absolutely. Is everything. That's what made the Attitude Era so great, is because there was competition. There hasn't been. Now there is, and now AEW is looking like a legitimate competitor. And you know, everything I read is Vince isn't worried about it. Well, when he starts that demographic starts slipping, and AEW is almost getting it now, damn near every week. That is something to worry about. So,
yeah.
Well, let's take a break. We gabbed a long time on that one, but let's take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll talk about SmackDown. We'll talk about Raw. We'll talk about some AEW and Crown Jewels coming up on Thursday from Saudi Arabia. So we'll be back with more after this.
When you get knocked down, you gotta get back up.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132. 1132.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Brian Diaz with the NOLA Drink Show. Join me as we explore the world of drink and food in New Orleans and beyond. Mondays from 7 to 8 p.m. right here on WGSO. Exclusive content at NOLADrinks.com. Cheers, y'all.
The 32nd Annual New Orleans Film Festival invites guests to virtually explore over 170 films, plus presenting screenings at the Orpheum, The Broad, AMC Elmwood Theaters, and at the Broadside Outdoor Cinema. The New Orleans Film Festival runs November 5th to 21st. Visit NewOrleansFilmFestival.org for ticket and pass purchase info, film schedule, and how to watch from wherever you are. And just a friendly reminder, New Orleans Film Society members get free passes and great discounts at different levels. Visit NewOrleansFilmFestival.org for more information.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
New Orleans Nightmare is back. Get ready for the most fun you've ever had getting scared. New Orleans Nightmare. Nightmare. For tickets and more info, go to NewOrleansNightmare.com.
Join Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA every Friday on Facebook for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a webcast featuring New Orleans funk musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans who are impacted by COVID-19. You can also contribute during the show through the use of our virtual tip bucket. So be with us every Friday at 7 p.m. on Facebook to have a funky time and support our music community from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge. For more info, follow us on social media at Fridays from the Funky Uncle.
What's your plan for tomorrow?
All right, welcome back, gang, to the Something to Say radio show. We've been talking about AEW versus WWE going head-to-head on Friday night. So let's talk a little bit. We only got a few minutes, and we can come back to it after the news. But what was your overall take on SmackDown from last Friday night?
I actually thought SmackDown was pretty good. I really enjoyed a lot of the promos. I think it ended really well with Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns with the contract signing. I thought that was great. I thought it added enough drama without actually having a showdown and without having a match. I thought that was a great promo. The same with Edge and Seth Rollins. I thought that was great. But really, damn, was Becky Lynch and Sasha Banks fantastic. That was such a good match. Honestly, that was the highlight for me.
Yeah, that match was fantastic, and I agree with you. The contract signing with Brock and Roman, I think it creates a lot of drama and a lot of questions, and that's good. You know that there's a lot of questions that need to be answered at Crown Jewel. Now, you and I both know, I don't believe Brock walks out with the title. Which is okay because he doesn't really need it. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. Like to be Brock Lesnar. But it's still interesting, and it's not as much as who's going to win, but I think where the questions lie in that whole situation is how. How is Roman Reigns going to come out on top? Is it going to be Paul Heyman that screws Brock Lesnar over? Because, there'll be funny business with the finish on it. You're not going to get a clean 1-2-3. I just don't see it.
No, absolutely not. There's definitely going to be dirty work aside, and whether it's in favor of Brock Lesnar and Paul Heyman, and then Roman Reigns overcomes it, or Roman just decides to be dirty because whatever, he needs to do what needs to be done. I don't think he's going to come back next Friday and be looking to, squeaky clean, you know?
Right. And, it really, from top to bottom, you look at the show that SmackDown put together, and it's a great show. And it goes back to what we were talking about in the last segment. It takes something like AEW to push WWE to put together a show where, and you and I both, we both have read and saw where, changes to what the show was going to be, even as early, as late as like an hour before they go live. And I don't think that's not doing them any justice, but they're putting together something to compete and it works, so maybe AEW does need to go on Monday night. So then Monday Night Raw can start taking off again.
Hey, you're so funny. what I think really holds them back is, what AEW has been taking advantage of. It's just, they keep releasing good talent. Mm-hmm. Like, I watch AEW, and one of my biggest complaints about AEW is I cannot stand these 5v5 matches. You're putting too many cooks in the kitchen. I'm tired of seeing this many damn people in the ring at once. We don't need all that, man. We don't need all that. We can get the flavor without 10 people. But the thing is WWE doesn't even have 10 people. I'm looking at SmackDown. There's only 6 people I care about, 6.5, because I don't really care about Finn Balor. But the thing is like, you got Brock Lesnar, Roman Reigns. Cool. Mm-hmm. You got Edge, Seth Rollins, cool. You got Becky Lynch, Sasha Banks, cool. Ooh, what else you got? What do I really care about,
Yeah.
The bare bones.
Exactly. We got to take a break. We'll get some news, and we'll be back. We'll talk more WWE whenever we come back.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, in our exciting 10th season of covering Saints football in the Red Zone, where we talk Saints football. We'll be on WGSO Radio 990 AM and on the internet at www.wgso.com, where we'll talk Saints football live in the downtown Hilton Riverside Hotel in the world-famous Spirits Bar in the lobby of the hotel.
serving the Gulf South from New Orleans. WGSO, New Orleans News Radio. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, this is Barbara Hirsch Napolitano. Join Tracy Napolitano and I every Friday from 5 to 6 on WGSO 990 AM for It's Always Better with Bourbon. Need a great bourbon recipe for the weekend? Want to know what the newest best bourbon is? You want to hear what a master distiller does? Those are some of the things we're going to be talking about. So join us every Friday, 5 to 6. We'll see you there.
Looking to make a difference in your community this year? Let New Orleans Habitat help. Volunteering with New Orleans Habitat is easy and satisfying. Help build a house, spruce up a block, or spend an afternoon selling gently used furniture, appliances, and more in our two restore locations. Research shows that when you volunteer, it increases your happiness. So come on, get happy and volunteer with New Orleans Habitat. Visit habitat-nola.org to learn more.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. If you're having trouble settling with your insurance company after Hurricane Ida, there's a new way to try to resolve those disputes. More from Dave Brannan.
State Insurance Commissioner Jim Donnellan says the Hurricane Ida mediation program is purely voluntary for both policyholders and insurers to take part in. Two mediation firms will be involved in the effort. Donnellan says claim amounts will be capped at $50,000, and these voluntary mediation sessions will last 90 minutes at a flat fee cost of $600.
And I am confident this new mediation program will be very helpful in solving claim disputes between insurers and their policyholders.
The program runs through June 30th of next year. Contact ldi.la.gov for more information. I'm Dave Brannan.
The 95th annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City will feature a float celebrating our state as the birthplace of jazz, Mardi Gras, and our renowned Cajun and Creole food. The Celebration Gator float will be over 60 feet long and be a showcase for Louisiana culture. I'm Kevin Gallagher. This is news on LRN.
I'm Governor John Bel Edwards, and I'm Major General Keith Waddell with the Louisiana National Guard. October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month. As cyber attacks increase in volume and sophistication, we hope everyone in Louisiana will take the steps necessary to protect their critical information.
Threats can include everything from malicious emails to hacking of accounts and devices.
Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, many of us have worked remotely more than ever before. Cyber hygiene is the first line of defense.
Here are some small steps you can take to protect yourself online. Enable multi-factor authentication and use strong, unique passwords for all of your accounts. Make sure to keep your computer systems and software up to date on a monthly basis.
Visit getagameplan.org for more on cybersecurity tips.
Call the State Fusion Center at 1-800-434-8007 if you become the victim of a cyber attack. Thank you and God bless.
New Orleans Nightmare is back. Get ready for the most fun you've ever had getting scared. New Orleans Nightmare. For tickets and more info, go to NewOrleansNightmare.com.
This is David Duplantier, Dean of Christ Church Cathedral on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans, the diocesan cathedral for the Episcopal Diocese of Louisiana, inviting you to join us weekly for our live broadcast on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. We also invite you to learn more about the cathedral at our website, ccc.nola.org.
Rebecca Chapman, who is the general manager, Jimmy Setchum, who is the executive chef at Broussard's Restaurant, one of the most beautiful restaurants in New Orleans, because Broussard's is a true New Orleans restaurant, and you guys are both New Orleanians.
It's such a pleasure and an honor to be a part of the history and culture at Broussard's.
If you haven't been there lately, you need to correct that problem. Get over there. They got the 1920 special, which is the date of the founding of Broussard's, on wines and on food.
Broussard's Restaurant, 819 Conti in the heart of the French Quarter.
This is Tony Peppers, host of Tea is for Tony, airing Saturday mornings 8 to 9 on WGSO. We'll be talking music, sports, and all things pop culture with a refreshingly alternative perspective. We're always accepting callers, and we never turn anyone away, so don't be afraid to call in and be part of the conversation. And while you're at it, Add us on Facebook and Discord. T is for Tony. Be part of the community. Let's keep the tea hot and the conversation spicy. Saturday mornings, 8 to 9, WGSO.
Maybe your portfolio should resemble your dinner. Slowly cultivated, locally produced, and sustainable.
Join us at 5 p.m. Mondays for the Slow Money Show. WGSO 990.
For cutting-edge news and talk about southeastern Louisiana, there's simply no better place than the John Mason Show every Tuesday and Wednesday at 1 p.m. broadcasting live from New Orleans on WGSO 990 AM.
All right, we're back with more of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. We're talking Friday Night SmackDown, and the promo, like you were talking about with Edge and Seth Rollins, I thought was really good. And the fact that, you know, a few weeks ago, Seth Rollins, quote unquote, invaded Edge's home and took a picture of him and, you know, of Edge's family, which is his wife is Beth Phoenix, WWE Hall of Famer. And the fact that Edge came back with bringing up the fact that Seth and Becky Lynch are together. I don't know if they're married yet or not. I don't think they are, but they certainly have a child.
A kid.
Yeah, they got a kid together for sure. I thought it was good. It was a nice touch because WWE's been kind of leery about bringing that up, that those two are together, because it didn't work out so well whenever they first were together and they put them together on screen and it didn't really take. But I thought it was a good touch. And what's your take on the King of the Ring and the Queen of the Ring tournament?
You know, it's exciting. It's something different. You know, I'm not like jumping up and down about it, but you know, I like seeing the variety about it. I'm kind of happy that it's ending.
yeah,
I think next week, right? But kind of here, neither here nor there about it. What about you?
Well, you know, I think if it was done right, I think it would be good. You know, when it first started back in the 90s, it was a good way to have like that beginning push for, somebody new and somebody fresh. Mm-hmm. Looking at what's, you know, who's left in it, you have Jinder Mahal. He took on Xavier Woods on Raw. But the finals being Finn Balor versus Xavier Woods, I think that's good, and I'm hoping either one of them comes out on top. I think it's a good deal.
But do you think it's going to be worthwhile for either of them at the end of the day?
No.
Xavier Woods and Finn Balor, they just continually drop the ball on both of them consistently.
Absolutely, and to me, it's almost like, sorry, we've kind of screwed you around, Finn Balor. Here you could be King of the Ring, or you know, Xavier Woods. It could be an opportunity for him to stand on his own and not be part, you know, not be involved with the New Day. But at the same time, I think you're right. I think that it's going to, the way it'll end, it's not going to matter. Like, it was kind of irrelevant whenever Baron Corbin was King of the Ring. And then he lost it because Shinsuke Nakamura stole his crown and then they actually fought for it. And then he became the king. And then that lasted, what, a couple months? And then...
Yeah,
you know, like, so what was that
at the end of the day?
Right. So what was the meaning behind any of that? There really wasn't. It was just filler. And
it's
so
pantomiming. It's what it feels like. It's like sugar cookies, you know?
Yeah. It's just something to fill some time where it could be a great way to push up and coming guys. And instead of here's something for you to do. You know, and that's what I think that's kind of the way it comes off. But you know, on the women's side, the Queen of the Ring, you've got Doudrop, and let's see, who else is there? She beat Shayna Baszler last night.
I gotta say, Doudrop is my favorite new wrestler in the WWE.
Mm-hmm.
I've loved her since she has shown up. You know. And I'll say it, she's a bigger girl.
Mm-hmm.
She is so much bigger than almost every other woman on that roster. But, you know, instead of, like, portraying her with, like, weird representation and making her just, like,
the strong woman or making her just like someone who comes and beats people up or, you know, even making fun of her size. It has only been positive. Yeah. And the way they've represented it as it's just her and she's just strong. And that's dope as hell. Mm-hmm. I love that so much. And not only that, but also I just think she's a sweetheart and I love watching her wrestle. She's fun and all of her promos, they've been good. Even the Alexa Bliss ones, Doudrop still did her job better than most of the other people in those terrible promos. Mm-hmm. I love Doudrop. I hope she comes out of this with at least some good writing.
I hope so too. And I think it would be a really good thing to get, like, you know, just what I was saying, like giving that push to somebody new. And I think that's the right move. That's what you want out of this. Like, you know, you might not have a place for her to be the women's champion right now, but you're legitimizing her. And that's, I think, absolutely, that's where it's at. Not just we need to fill some time and it's really an irrelevant thing and blah, 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 blah. You know, make it mean something. You know, I think that's where WWE has lost its way over the years, is that half the things going on, it doesn't mean anything. And that's 100% writing. So, I think giving her that kind of opportunity is awesome. And then I've also seen some other things on Twitter about Alexa Bliss, that she may be changing her character gimmick to being who she was before she got mixed up with Bray Wyatt and became Supernatural.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And then you have, speaking of gimmicks, I don't know if you've seen, but Keith Lee is no longer Keith Lee. He and there's another case of not knowing what to do with somebody. And
for Alexa Bliss, it was a phase.
Yeah, it was just a phase. Now she's not Supernatural anymore. She had some bad Thai food and now she's over it. So
what's up with Keith Lee?
So he's no longer the Limitless Keith Lee. He's now Bearcat Lee.
Bearcat Lee?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, that's tight.
Right? Like, what? I just don't.
Is he going to win matches now?
I don't. Well, that remains to be seen. Apparently Vince is really big on it. So at least for right now, until he's not. And apparently there's also with Karrion Kross, a little bit more tweaking of his character, which, again, I don't know why they don't have his real, you know, his on-screen manager and in real life, I believe, wife. They're engaged now. What's her name? Scarlett. You know, that was a great thing that they had going on in NXT. And as up until this point, she hasn't been by his side at all on the main roster, which... from what I understand, like the whole point of him losing his first couple matches was to bring her in and make it be like that. The reason why he was losing because she wasn't by his side, but it's just messy and convoluted. And I just hope that things can shake out. And the fact like they did the draft and there's people switching brands, but they're not doing it until after Thursday when the Crown Jewel is over with. Again, just weird. Like, why would you even have the draft at that point? Why don't you just wait till Crown Jewel was over with? You know, it's just kind of throwing things against the wall and seeing what's going to stick. But if... go ahead.
I was just going to say, it's a lot of poor planning on the WWE's part. But when I see all of these, like, name changes, I see all these gimmick changes, to me it sounds like when you have your friends on Facebook or whatever, by friends, I mean the people who you have on Facebook from your hometown that never left the hometown and are local rappers now and are always posting big things coming.
Mm-hmm.
Big things coming. What is Bearcat Lee going to do? What's he going to do?
Right. Exactly. Like that reminds me.
What's Karrion Kross going to do besides change his gimmick in another 4 months? Like,
right.
What?
Well, even Bearcat Lee reminds me of like somebody that you would see at like the local American Legion wrestling in the 80s.
It's your uncle.
Yeah, it's your uncle's drinking buddy. Old Bearcat Lee. You know, like it's that guy. It's
Bearcat Lee makes moonshine.
Yeah, I mean, whenever in the last 30 years is anybody named that was anything similar to Bearcat Lee be the top guy in any in WCW, ECW, WWE. It's never happened. It just doesn't happen because you can't take somebody seriously.
He just wants to be Bearcat.
Right, Bearcat Lee. What about Meerkat Lee? Maybe that's next.
Oh, man.
But, you know, the thing is, you look at the Crown Jewel card, and it looks really good. You have Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar for the Universal title, Becky in a three-way match with Bianca Belair and Sasha Banks. Also, that, I mean, that's has all the earmarks to be, could steal the show.
I'm so excited for the Seth Rollins Hell in a Cell. So excited for it.
Yeah, Seth Rollins, that's great.
I think, is my favorite talent in the WWE right now. Like, out of everybody, I know I was just hyping up Doudrop. She's a great breakthrough talent. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, I think Seth Rollins, hands down, is just, I think he has, out of, like, I think when I look back at this era in 10 years, it's still going to be Seth Rollins as, like, my favorite. I think he has just broken through, especially in the past couple years. He has just been shining. He has been cashing in on who he is, figuring out what he is, and he's just been doing the damn thing. And I love watching it.
Yeah.
I hate his suits, though. Oh, my God. I cannot wait for his next gimmick to not be suits.
Well, but, you know, at the same time, like, him being a heel, it works because that's the like, that's just one of those, another little thing that gets under your skin. It's like MJF in AEW. Like, he's so annoying, but that just shows that he's doing his job. At an elite level, because that whole thing is you want to see the good guys win, you want to pay to see the bad guys get their ass kicked, and they're both delivering in those regards. You know, the Bobby Lashley versus Goldberg no disqualification to me, like, it's kind of okay. Well, I mean, really, at the end of the day, like, Bobby Lashley probably goes over, and then Goldberg disappears until they need him for another. Pay-per-view
for Bearcat Lee to lose again.
Right, for Bearcat Lee to get fed to. It's just okay, you know, and then, like, Goldberg trying to throw some spice into it by saying he's going to actually quote unquote kill Lashley, which is not a very, you know, G-rated thing at WWE to say, but whatever. It just to be fair, like, I wasn't a Goldberg guy back whenever in his heyday, so, like, him coming back, like, it doesn't really do much for me.
Goldberg is the man. He's always been the man. I mean, him coming back has been very lackluster, but every time I hear Goldberg's back, I'm like, oh, bet. I gotta check it out. You know, but I don't think this disqualification match or no disqualification match is going to be that great. What it sounds like to me is they're about to take the spotlight away from Bobby Lashley, and he was like, "Well, I want to go out really cool. I want a really tough matchup," and he's going to get this no disqualification match with a legend, with a Hall of Famer, and he's going to go over because, you know, like you said, Goldberg's going to disappear, and then it's going to be a great notch on the legacy of Bobby Lashley right before. There is no more legacy of Bobby Lashley, you know?
Right.
He's about to be another background figure, and I feel like this is, like, the contractual send-off for him.
Yep. And then you have the WWE Championship, Big E versus Drew McIntyre. You know,
either way, in my opinion.
What's that? It could go either way. I think Big E it goes over in the match, but...
Yeah, I would think Drew. Let's revisit this next week.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, with Drew McIntyre, whenever he was hot, and they unfortunately the pandemic happened, and then whenever they got fans back, they didn't revisit it, and now it's like, whatever, you know, like, it doesn't it's not compelling. And and then you have Mustafa Ali versus Mansoor. I don't know. I think that's the time you go make nachos or something. I could really, really care less about that match.
I think you're so funny. When I think about Drew McIntyre, I think he's like I'm no master blacksmith, you know. But I know that when you're smithing, after you let the steel cool, you should not reheat the steel and start beating on it again.
Right.
But I feel like they just let the steel cool way too often with them. Man.
Yeah, it's too.
It doesn't lead to good steel at the end of the day.
No, and the thing is that it would be okay if he got that run that he had with no fans, if he had that run with fans and established himself, I think it would have been it could be a lot different. Then he doesn't have to have the championship to be relevant. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, they moved past him, and I don't think that was really the right move. But maybe this is the time. Maybe it is a title change. But I don't know. I don't think it's going to happen. But we'll see. I could be wrong. And then the last one you had, well, other than the King of the Ring Finals, Queen of the Ring Finals, which is we'll just see how that goes. But the Raw Tag Team Championship, RK-Bro versus AJ Styles and Omos. Truthfully, I thought
the end of RK-Bro.
I think you're right, and I think that the draft could have been the end of AJ Styles and Omos. But I don't know. It's almost like they're just trying so hard for AJ to give him the rub that it just doesn't. I don't know if it's going to work. Like, one of those two teams are not coming out as a team out of that match. And probably RK-Bro.
Yeah, I don't see that lasting too much longer.
But either way, we'll have to check it out Thursday, and we'll report back on Tuesday about what happened. And hopefully this time, as this is their first trip to Saudi Arabia since the last one before the pandemic, whenever they got there was some travel issues coming out of Saudi Arabia, and most of them got stuck there. So hopefully that doesn't happen this time.
Did you say pandemic?
Right. So let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap it up with a little bit of AEW talk, and we'll head on out of here. So we'll be back with more after this.
The Mayha is the craft cocktail bar located in the historic St. Rock Market. Join us every day for happy hour from 4 to 7 p.m. and weekly specials like Tiki Tuesdays, Whiskey Wednesdays, and Thrifty Thursdays. The Mayha offers local craft brews and a robust and ethically sourced wine selection for enjoyment with your meal on the patio or for carryout. The Mayha is excited to present Mayha Mobile, a cocktail, beer, and wine delivery service. Learn more at strochmarket.com.
Never Enough Tattoo at 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best. Specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
Hi, this is Effie Chason with Revolution Realty. I know that buying a home, whether it's your first or fifth time, can be a bit stressful. Let my experience and knowledge make home buying or selling a joyful and memorable experience for years to come. Revolution Realty, now with three locations to serve you, Uptown, Downtown, and Metairie. Go to RealtyRevolutionNola.com or contact us at 504-309-7224. Come on and join the movement.
My name is Eric Schein. My program is Maritime Matters. Listen in on WGSO 990 AM, Wednesdays, 7 p.m. Central. I'm a graduate of the Federal Military Service Academy, veteran naval officer with many truths to tell and warnings to give. Talking about history, all things maritime, and much more. Program centers on our water's edge, maritime borders, and international rights of way as integral parts of our important civil defense and national security systems and the maritime dangers we are now facing.
WGSO, from the Puka Ray
to Funchal Square,
things have changed. WGSO, do you know what it means?
means to love New Orleans.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990 AM.
Hey, everything old is new again, fans. This is Douglas Viviani with David Cohen. We are changing times on WGSO 990 AM from Saturdays at 1 to 9 a.m. That's every Saturday. Everything old is new again. David, what do you think?
Yeah, that's great. I mean, we're kind of morning people more than afternoons, right? We usually nap around 1 o'clock.
Yeah, we run out of gas pretty talking all kind of pop culture, entertainment, celebrity interviews. Wake up, New Orleans, on Saturdays with Everything Old is New Again, 9 a.m. WGSO.
I've seen what you call progress. Every warning sign ignored. And there's a muffled voice of reason, but we can't make out the words.
All right, we're back with Something to Say radio show. We got a few minutes left before the show's over with. And Saturday night was a special dynamite because hockey now is on TNT on Wednesday night. So last week and this week, both Dynamite will be on Saturday night. And I'll tell you what, for a Saturday night show at 7 o'clock, you know, you would think that they would just be kind of, man, nobody's going to be watching it Saturday night. But it was a pretty darn good show. And I think that's why God gave us the DVR, so you don't have to watch it on a Saturday night.
Yeah, it was very good. It was super entertaining. And, you know, they've just been delivering on all fronts. I was a little skeptical when they broke it up and decided to do two different programs, but it's been great.
Yeah, and one of the highlights for me was Dark Order versus the Super Click, Adam Cole and the Young Bucks. But I think it was Nick Jackson. Yeah, Nick Jackson's sneaker was yanked off, and his sock came off. And then Evil Uno from Dark Order, he brought back Mr. Sacco. So maybe Mr. Sacco now is all elite.
That's so funny. You know, I was going to say that there are two really good matches in AEW. Well, there were three really good matches, but two people who really, really showed out last week. And it was so awesome that we got two matches on both nights from them. And the last one was both of them. And it's Daniel Bryan's or
Bryan Danielson.
You know the man.
Yes.
Bryan Danielson and Bobby Fish. Those matches were just phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Just really, really good matches. Not just when they were against each other, but also their own solo matches the previous night.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff. Just good technical work. Great wrestling. And, like, you know what? If wanting to watch technical wrestling makes me a hardcore fan and whatever Roman Reigns wanted to say, I don't care. If that's right. Wrong, I don't want to be right.
Exactly.
It was dope.
Yeah, and this Saturday...
I can't say, this is awesome.
Right? This Saturday night, they're going to start the World Title Eliminator Tournament for the number one contender. So there's Lance Archer versus Eddie Kingston, which I have a special place in my heart for Eddie Kingston. And the other tournament match will be Dustin Rhodes versus Bryan Danielson. But the one that I'm looking forward to is Malakai Black versus Cody Rhodes. This is their third match, so we'll see how it goes. But all good stuff, man. Top to bottom, I'm really enjoying it. And I can't wait. So they're coming, I think, January 12th, and I will definitely be in attendance.
Oh, well, well.
So we only got a few seconds before we got to get out of here. So, Tony, I will talk to you soon, and we'll be back tomorrow with more of the Something to Say radio show. And until then, we're just going to play Gloria.
Something to Say radio show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at @S2S radio show, and you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
The 32nd Annual New Orleans Film Festival invites guests to virtually explore over 170 films, plus presenting screenings at the Orpheum, The Broad, AMC Elmwood Theaters, and at the Broadside Outdoor Cinema. The New Orleans Film Festival runs November 5th to 21st. Visit neworleansfilmfestival.org for ticket and pass purchase info, film schedule, and how to watch from wherever you are. And just a friendly reminder, New Orleans Film Society members get free passes and great discounts at different levels. Visit neworleansfilmfestival.org for more information.
You can provide